B. Shaved head, tatted up, about 6'3". He was our neighbour when we lived on Hotham Street. And though we never got his name, we called him Keith. Keith had a white Volkswagen Amarok that he parked out front his house, with a steel two-wheeler trailer that he liked to tow around. One day our mate was coming round and parked out on the street. And little did we know, we had just started World War III. Little did we know, we had just started World War III. The bloke was seething, he was enraged. Knocked on our door, like a dog in a cage. We opened up, his face was red. Took off his speedies and he said,
"Don't park with my trailer, cunt. Don't park in my spot. It's the second time this week and I'm about to lose the plot. I phoned up the council and the bloke said it was mine. Move your shit heap of a car to the other fucking side."
At a gathering, a pregnant woman pulled up in a CRV, spotted a park and said, "Well, that's for me." Well, wouldn't you know, that very moment around the corner came Keith. He pulled his ute up next to her and then he said quite cordially,
"Oh, g'day love, that's my house, so you'll have to park elsewhere."
She said,
"Surely you could just as easily park it over there."
"Surely you could just as easily park it over there." And from our porch, we watched the scene. And something snapped, the man turned green. He pointed his finger, and he said it clear. Open up his lungs for the world to hear.
"Don't fuck with my trailer, cunt. Don't park in my spot. It's the second time this weekend I'm about to lose the plot. I phoned up the council and the bloke said it was mine. Move your shit heap of a car to the other fucking side."
Tuesday afternoon, we last saw Keith. The current affair crew came rolling down the street. He heard a knock and opened up his door, shocked and perplexed.
Tracy Grimshaw.
She held the mic right up to his face, called him out for everything and said, "You're a disgrace." But Keith wasn't listening. His eyes were locked deadpan, staring at the camera crew and where they parked the van. He said,
"Don't fuck with my trailer, cunt. Don't park in my spot. Keith, the second time this weekend I'm about to lose the plot.
Don't do it.
I phoned up the council and the